And if you're a child, if you're someone smallish, then can I encourage you, come and sit down here on the floor, because you're going to get a much better view of what we're doing, and I'm going to need a little bit of your help. So come on down. You can, if you'd like to, you can bring an adult. They're very welcome too. There's enough space for us all. There's even a few seats right at the front. Come and grab a seat. I'm going to need a bit of your help. Now, it's very exciting, right? Today is the day. It has arrived. All of that waiting, all of that anticipation, all of those wrapping of the presents, putting up the trees. It's all come to this. We've arrived. Big round of applause. And obviously, the best thing about Christmas, it's not the presents, it's not the tree, it's not even the Brussels sprouts, as good as they are. You see, the best thing about Christmas, I think you guys all know, don't you? The best thing about Christmas begins with J, ends in Jesus. It is?
Jesus!
Yes, that's right. And I wonder if you've got like a little nativity set like this at home. Nod your head if you've got one a bit like this at home. Now, the only thing, I like these little nativity sets, right? But I don't know about you. You look at a little Jesus like this, and you think, I just think it's lacking something, this nativity set. I even tried to find some others to see if they were any better. Here, this one here. I still feel like it's lacking something. And even if you go for a full-size, life-size one, like this one here, lovely, I still think it's missing something. Because you see, the baby who comes at Christmas, this baby we celebrate, is more than just the little baby in a manger. I don't know if you were listening very hard in our reading. It was a promise from God that was given to Isaiah more than 500 years before Jesus even came. And in verse 6, it gave Jesus four names. Four names that aren't like mine, you know, like Pete, or like yours, you know, Fred, Glenda, Julie. Not like that. Do you know what any of them are? Well, here's the first one. Here's the first one. We're going to go through them together. Can you read that for me? 1, 2, 3. Wonderful Counselor. Yeah, very good. Your reading is on top form. Well done. Now, Wonderful Counselor. That's what they say Jesus is like. That's what Isaiah said Jesus was like. And as a Wonderful Counselor, that doesn't mean he was someone who was really good at local government. No. It meant that he knew everything. He was a miracle counselor. Someone who always knew what the right thing to do was. He knew absolutely everything. Hello there.
Hello.
Come on down. So who exactly are you?
I am Professor Nuttall.
Sorry, say that again, slightly slower.
Professor Nuttall.
Ah, Professor Know It All.
If you want to make it sound boring in English, yes.
Well, Professor, that's quite an illustrious title or name. Can we test that out? I don't know if you do know it all.
I do.
Okay, well let's start with a hard one, a maths question. Whoa. Can you give us pi to 20 digits?
Of course I can. It is so easy. It is 3.14159265358979323846.
Wow.
I know.
You knew that all off by heart?
Yes, I did.
Okay, how about history this time?
I'm very good at history.
Who was on the throne in 1832? Does anybody know? Anybody know who's on the throne in 1832?
I know.
Okay, Professor Know-It-All,
it's
tell us.
It's so easy. Excuse me, I'm so rude. I seem to be getting a message. yes, it is King William IV.
Oh, wow! Wow, she is really good. Okay, let's go even harder. I know the kind of thing that Jesus knows. Right, okay. What's the meaning of life?
Oh, well, that is... I got another message.
Okay, maybe you don't know that one.
It's a bit hard, I don't know.
What about, how can people live forever? How can we get eternal life?
Oh, now you're being silly, that is ridiculous, I don't know that.
Well, do you know there is somebody who does know that?
No.
Someone who does truly know everyone. You see, the little baby born at Christmas was the wonderful counselor. He truly does know everything. He knows the meaning of life, and he knows how to get eternal life, life after death. So, it's very nice to meet you, Professor Know-It-All.
I know.
But I wonder if you might need a bit of a name change. And we're going to take this, if that's all right. And we're going to add it to our nativity. See, to help us to understand that this baby is much more than just a little baby. This baby truly knows everything. Can we give Professor Know-It-All a bit of a clap, please? Okay, wonderful counselor. Next name, anyone know? What is it?
Mighty God.
Mighty God. Very, very good. And by the way, thank you very much to Professor Know-It-All, because she wrote all these. They're lovely. She might not know everything, but she does know how to draw. Lovely. Now, Mighty God. Now, you might be thinking Mighty God, kind of, that means muscles, mighty muscles. But you see, it's even more than that. You see, being mighty means being a hero. Woo! Hello there.
Hi.
And who might you be?
I'm Superman.
Wow. Are you a bit of a hero by any chance?
I am. I'm the greatest hero.
Ooh. Okay. Well, let's find out. Let's find out what you can do as a hero. Can you save people from burning buildings?
Yep.
Can you catch robbers?
Two yesterday.
Ooh, pretty good. What about saving people from plane crashes?
Easy. I just carry the plane on my back and land it.
Whew. Okay. What about wars? Can you stop war?
That's a little bit harder.
Huh.
I can't do that.
Huh. What about giving people life after death?
No. Huh. No hero can do that.
Ah. Well, you say no hero can do that, but let me tell you, this little guy here, Jesus, he grew up to be someone who is a true hero. You see, Superman, he is God in a little boy, in a little baby. He's got all the power of God. And so he came to save people, not just from war, but even from the problems of sin and death. You see, this little baby truly is the hero that we all need. And so as lovely as you are, I mean, you're not even real, which is difficult. But I think, thanks very much. I think we'll just take that. He's not even real. And we're just going to decorate our crib over here. Oh, don't suffocate. Lovely. Can we give him a slow clap? Very good. Okay, wonderful counselor, mighty God. Next up, everlasting Father. You're absolutely right. Now, if we can have a picture up on the screen, that'd be really helpful because I lost my clicker. Now, this guy here is Jerome Kamuta, and he is the man who lived the longest ever in the world. Okay, do you know how long he lived for? Make a guess. 40 years, a little bit longer than that. See, Jerome here lived for 116 years, still even a bit longer than that, 116 years and 54 days. And he wasn't just a father. You see, he was a father and a grandfather and a great-grandfather and a great-great-grandfather to 15 great-great-grandchildren. But as exciting and wonderful as it was that he lived for 116 years, Jerome wasn't everlasting. You see, being everlasting means you live forever. But do you know who does live forever? Guess who? Jesus. You see, Jesus, like I said, is God in a little baby. And so he's existed from eternity past and will exist into eternity future. There's never been a time when Jesus hasn't been, and there will never be a time in the future where he won't be. And do you know what? He even proved it. Because after he died on the cross, after 3 days later, what happened, children? Do any of you know? What happened to Jesus? He rose again. He rose again from the dead to prove that he will live everlasting, forever and ever and ever. And you see, as God, he looks after us. He's like a really, really good daddy who cares for you, looks after you, is always there for you when you need them. And so we need to add something to our little crib. See, do you know what this stands for? Infinity or eternity. You see, you can go round this. You can go round and round and round. You never find the end of it. It shows us that it's going on forever. And that's just what this baby is like. Even though he was born and he did die, he rose again to show us that he is everlasting. Okay. So, wonderful counselor, mighty God, everlasting Father, and finally, Prince of? Very good. You're listening really well earlier. That's right. The Prince of Peace. Which means he's kind of royal. Okay? So maybe he would need some kind of crown, a bit like this one.
Hey, man, I think that's mine.
Hello there. It's yours. Okay, well, Who exactly are you?
I'm the Prince of Peace.
Yeah. Oh, right. That's interesting. Is that really your name? The Prince of Peace?
Well, my real name's Jeff. But everyone calls me the Prince of Peace.
Wow. Does that mean you can really, really actually bring peace to people?
Well, man, I just sort of spread it around. It's in the air, man. If you know, you know. You know?
I'm not quite sure I do, Jeff. Okay, let's try it out. If, say there were two people having a bit of an argument, maybe a bit of a family feud, what would you do to bring peace?
Whoa, hey, man, no, shh. I don't go anywhere near those kind of hostile vibes, man. Me, I'm the Prince of Peace.
Okay, so what you're telling me is you're the Prince of Peace, but you can't actually do anything to bring peace.
Well, not really, no. But look, don't tell anyone, because it will sort of ruin my image, okay?
Jeff, you see, I think the title of Prince of Peace is already taken. You see, Jesus, Jeff, was called the Prince of Peace because he came to bring peace in our world. Peace between each other, but also peace with God. You see, behind you over here is a cross, and Jesus died on that cross to bring true and everlasting peace. Wouldn't you actually want that in our world? And most of all, don't you want that with the creator of the universe? An everlasting, perfect relationship with him. You see, Jeff, I think really this doesn't belong to you. And if we can take that too, we're gonna give this to our Prince, our true Prince of Peace, Jesus Christ. I'm not even sure you deserve a clap. So, we've had our names. The Wonderful Counselor, Mighty God, Everlasting Father, Prince of Peace. You see, this baby in a manger is far more than just a baby. So as you go home today, as you open up your presents, as you eat your pigs in blankets and hopefully one or two sprouts, then remember the one that we celebrate today. As you see your little nativity scene, remember he's far more than just a baby. He's actually the one who can give us everything that we need. And of all these different little symbols to help us understand who Jesus is, maybe like me, you could make some little miniature versions. I made a little miniature mortarboard, a little cape. I found a crown, or my daughter found a crown. And I'm going to put them on the nativity scene just outside. So as you leave, see if you can spot them and remember what they're about. Let me say a prayer to close. We're going to talk to God together, so get all your fidgets out. Oh, I need to get all my fidgets out. Hands together and close your eyes. Heavenly Father, we praise you that you sent your Son into the world. You sent us the Wonderful Counselor, Mighty God, Everlasting Father, and Prince of Peace to give us everything that we need in our world. We thank you for him. In Jesus' name, amen.